as with everything in business, there comes a time when you need to diversify your organic content marketing. As your coaching business grows, you want to start building your email list. You see, the best marketing plans include a variety of different platforms, but not so many that it feels overwhelming. No matter what, you want your organic content to lead the right people to your email marketing funnel. In episode 64, we covered the simple process of planning and brainstorming your opt-in freebie. This week, I'm going to give you the action steps for you to create your email marketing funnel process inside your content system. Before we get into the action steps to create a repeatable process for your email marketing funnel, let's chat about the goal of your organic content marketing plan. Not knowing what to do can keep you stuck. At the heart of marketing, the purpose or goal of your organic content is to spread the word about you, who you are as a person, who you help, and how you can actually help them. It is up to you to let people know what you do. Although, wouldn't running a business be glorious if all we had to do was wish for a new client to come to us? The introvert in me loves that idea. One of my clients asked me recently if email marketing is dead. You hear this buzz on the internet so often. Do people even read emails anymore? Should we be investing our time and resources sending to our email list? I love when clients ask questions when they're uncertain. With inbox overflowing with emails, in a sense, we are almost numb to the marketing messages. So this is a very valid question. My response to her was that they read marketing emails from coaches that provide value and connection. The trick is to send emails with a nice mix of storytelling, quick tips on how to solve one problem, and offers to actually help, aka asking for people on your list to work with you. I think you'll agree with me that you are more than happy to purchase a coaching package or a service when it will help leapfrog you ahead and solve a problem quicker than figuring it out for yourself. Even after I gave her my answer, she was still unsure. I don't know where you turn for answers to these types of questions for yourself, but for me, I go straight to the numbers. Nothing tells the story of your email marketing funnel success like your metrics can. While I'm assuming that you're keeping an eye on your email marketing metrics. Because if you do, you know based on your open rates if your audience is engaged with your emails. Plus, if you have a call to action link in the emails, which you really need to have one, this is another metric that gives you insight into your messaging. Are you ready to actually get into the repeatable action steps for setting up your email marketing funnel process? The thing that I promised you today? Well, let's go ahead and get into it. So the number one thing you need to do is define your email marketing funnel goals and audience. So that should be the first task card when you set up your system. Before you start creating your content, it's critical to set clear goals for your email marketing funnel. What do you want to achieve? What is the point of investing your time and your energy into creating this email marketing funnel? The most common goals for these include lead generation, you're nurturing your relationship, driving sales, or improving retention. And you want to make sure that you're being specific and smart. You know, the SMART goal thing that you hear so much about. You want them to be specific, measurable, achievable, actually relevant, and time-bound. So those goals will guide your funnel creation process. So you can go ahead and put that little tidbit of information on your card or in the description for your action in regards to your goals and your audience. So the next card is going to be about finding the content for your freebie and your email funnel. Again, as I mentioned before on episode 64, I go into creating that freebie opt-in for your email list. If you want to go ahead and revert back to that one, you can get that information there. But if you're not sure what to create for your freebie, you can repurpose existing content that you already have. Dive into the content that you already have created. Is there something that you could repurpose into a freebie or put into that email sequence as content, like have a video transcribed and then use that content for your email sequence? You know, I want you to think about your blog posts, your social media posts, or even content from a previous challenge or a live challenge that you may have done in a Facebook group if you have your own Facebook group. Or if you'd like to go live on social media and you have all of that captured, use that as well. Like, use what you already created so that you don't have to work so hard on it. When I'm helping my clients, this is the first place that we look before we create anything from scratch. What's already been created? There's no reason to reinvent the wheel if you already have something. You want to keep that information focused and relevant. So when you're selecting the content for your email funnel, you're going to prioritize the content that aligns with your signature service and provide tangible value to your ideal clients. And if you need to, because you can't think of anything you've already created, then you may need to brainstorm new ideas for your freebie. So if you're struggling to find anything, you can consider creating something new. Think something like a challenge or a series that introduces your audience or your subscribers to your expertise, like who you are, how you help them. Keep those two things in mind. Ideas include sharing your favorite recipes, maybe a go-to workout that you do that keeps you on track. I love quick workouts. I don't know if you have anything like that. So I get a walk in every day with my puppies, but I tell you what, I love a 10-minute strength exercise. Anyways, I digress. Healthy snack ideas, yoga poses for desk workers, or just even simple swaps to live a healthier lifestyle. These are all things that I personally look up to give you a little insight, because I potentially could be your ideal client. The next thing we're going to do is map out the funnel. This is going to be the next card in your process. When I say card, like if you're using Asana or you're using Trello, you can have individual cards or you can create your whole checklist on one card. You get to choose whatever works for you. Some people can see a long list of things and it doesn't overwhelm them. Others need to see one or two tasks per card that's just focused on that work in order to be able not to be overwhelmed with what they're doing. And I'll give you a little secret. Pretty much anyone that I work with needs to have a card with only one or two actions on it in order to not be overwhelmed. Back to the mapping out of your funnel. So you have your goal and your ideal audience. You know what you're offering as your freebie, and you have an idea of the content that you'll be reusing in your sales sequence. So map the funnel and get an idea of the order or the sequence that you want it to go in. So you can do this if you're visual, you can do this with a mapping, or Canva also has a mind map way to be able to do it where you have cards that you can write all the things down and move them around. Index cards, I tell you what, are also a great thing to do where you can physically write it on the index card and then put it in the order that you want it to go for your sequence order as your subscriber is working through your funnel. If that feels exhausting, don't worry. You can also just use the reverse engineering method. I think I've talked about this before, where you start with the end in mind and you work backwards along that process and you start to identify how this would work. So you have your signature service or your product that you're offering, and then you just work backwards then to create the different steps in the sequence, like what feels natural to you to lead your subscriber to the next step in your sales funnel. And this just ensures that your freebie is not only valuable, but it's also strategically aligned with your business goals or the goal of your funnel. Because remember, we set that up to begin with. And I want you also to keep in mind that not everything needs to be a PDF. You can create an educational email series, or you can have the snackable content approach where you break your freebie into smaller, snackable pieces of content that's easier to consume and share. So you can include like short daily tips. There's so many people out there that will send just like a quick tip every single day to their email list. You can do that as well. I mean, maybe you don't want to have a whole freebie. Maybe you just want your emails to be quick tips that you send out every single day that helps them. You can do quick win exercises or even small bite-sized lessons that keep your subscribers engaged and coming back to you. Again, remember all of those different Facebook Lives or Instagram Lives. If that's how you like to create content, use that in your email marketing. Don't be scared to do so. Okay, so we've mapped out the funnel. During our mapping of our funnel, we have to make some key decisions as well. So we need to decide how many emails are going to be in the sequence. So I would have you think anywhere from 5 to 7 emails. You also want to decide on the amount of time between your emails when you're doing that. So do you want them to go the first one to be, well, obviously the first one's going to be sent right away. But then how long after that do you want the next one to be in 24 hours? I think I tend to do that with my email series. You can either then do it daily. If you're doing a challenge, obviously you're going to send it every single day. Or do you want it to be every week? Like if you're going to have a lot of homework for them, which I don't suggest you do, but if you do have quite a bit of homework that they need to do in between the email series, maybe you give them a little bit more time, but you don't want to get them too much time because they won't do it either. And make sure you tell them at the end of each sequence when they can expect to hear from you again. So after you've mapped it all out, the next step is to actually create your email sequences. So this is where you write everything and create all the collateral to go with those email series. So this is also going to be a new card or a new task. You're going to write all your emails. And when I say you're going to write all your emails, so you've decided how many you want, that doesn't mean that the task is write your emails. No, it's going to be write your welcome email, write your email 2, email 1, email, apparently I can't talk count here, but your welcome email, write that one. Your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then maybe your upsell or your offer where you actually sell your services and your offer email at the very end or your sales email at the very end. So when you're creating your email sequences, remember I'm telling you, you're writing everything out. You're also going to be creating your landing page copy, your thank you page copy, your social media promotional copy. You're going to be gathering all your images and all that collateral that you'll be using. Like once everything is created and you have everything in there, you're going to want to set up your email sequence in your email software. I love Flowdesk, I'm just saying. But you want to have everything done and created. So when you go to create that series and your email software, you can just be copying and pasting that right in there. You know what your subject lines are, you know what your preview is, you know what the email copy is, and you have all of the images that you'll be using as well. Because it's so much easier when you have that all drafted out in Google, or I use Notion when I create mine. So have it all laid out for you, everything you need. Make it easy on yourself. And once you've done all the creating, once you have it all set up, then you get to begin to promote. How are you able to get your freebie in front of more and more people? Be sure to create content around your freebie as a call to action. So the whole begin with the end in mind. So when you're creating your content calendar for the month, make sure you're keeping in mind when you can promote that specific product or service, or when you can promote a freebie. Maybe you just want to have one single call to action for the whole month. It really depends on what season you are in your business, whether you're just growing your list or you're actively trying to sell things. Another idea is that you can consider finding a promotional buddy or collaboration partner, and that's in that same niche that you are or niche that you are, and help. You can each help each other by promoting to your list, and you promote theirs. Product to your list, and they promote your product to their list. Does that make sense? Crisscross applesauce. That allows you to work together in order to cross promote to your respective audiences, and that expands your reach and attracts new subscribers. So it's a win-win for both of you. And don't be afraid to ask for feedback on how you can improve your freebie and your email series. And the last thing, make sure you have a card in there about tracking your metrics. Your numbers tell a story. You want to keep track of that at least once a month. And if you're seeing that things are falling off, you may need to do a little bit of A/B testing with different subject lines, content, or call to actions. Okay, friends, I'm going to wrap this up because that, I felt like, was a lot of information. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Yay! Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you found this episode valuable and learned some actionable tips that you can implement in your business so that you can feel accomplished and less stressed. If you enjoyed this show, please take a quick minute to share this with your business bestie, subscribe, and leave a review. It helps me reach more business owners just like you. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, please reach out to me on my website. I've created a form just for you. Remember, with the right system and mindset, you can achieve the success your heart desires. Thank you for tuning in. I look forward to chatting with you next time. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful week. And don't forget, let's grow, friends.